You're listening to Health First, heard across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
Well, we're back. We're going to be talking with Steve Meyerowitz. He's known as a Sprout Man. He's written a book called Sprout Man's 7-Day Just Juice Diet. Steve, welcome to the show.
Yeah, great to be here, Dave.
Tell us a little bit about how you got into sprouting, and then tell us a little bit about your book.
Yeah, well, it all started back when I was a sickly kid. Even at age 6, I started going to the doctors because I had lots of allergies, and they were nothing all that different from other people. But it got to be a point where I couldn't even go out and walk on the lawn because I was allergic to grass and pollen and ragweed and dust in the house and cats and dogs. I didn't know what was going on. I was just a kid, but the allergies were, basically very restrictive. It restricted my childhood, and I went to allergy doctors. Some of them were the best in their fields, the chairman of departments at prestigious hospitals. And, for about 20 years, right through, when I'd go to summer camp, I'd be taking vials with me and the nurse would be injecting me. And, at some point, I was in my middle 20s, and, I realized that, if they hadn't fixed me up by then, it was after almost 20 years of work, that they weren't going to. And I had to choose a different path. And that's when I got into natural health, because, what's one of the first things that we can do for ourselves? It's doing better management of the kind of stuff we put inside our bodies every day, morning for, breakfast, lunch, dinner, and all those times in between. What we put inside our bodies is either a medicine or a poison. That's my philosophy. And I started just cleaning up my diet. But here's the end of the story, is that I got amazing results. I mean, within 2 weeks' time, I was able to breathe out of both nostrils, something that was never the case. I always had congestion, and I was always carrying around bulging pockets of tissues. And, it just stopped, and it stopped because I got into fasting, I got into juicing, I became a strict vegetarianism, I started developing my own food, which is where the sprouting came in. All of this good stuff, but it paid off, and it paid off rapidly. And I was like shocked and dumbfounded. How could these major doctors, chairmen of their respective departments, not help me? And I helped myself simply by changing my diet, albeit I made radical changes to my diet. I stopped eating the standard North American diet, and I started being a vegetarian, which back in the 20s, being a vegan was more rare. And, I couldn't believe it. It changed my life. But because I started to become fascinated by medicine and natural health. I never wanted to be a doctor per se, but I started talking to other people who would come into my New York City apartment and see me growing all of these beautiful greens indoors and eating them for my food. And, I had the juicer machine and I had the water distiller for my water. They started asking me, and I started teaching. And I was a natural teacher, and I started writing books. And basically, I'm just sharing my journey with others because I'm not alone. So many people are dealing with health issues that they can't get remedied by the conventional medicine. So we all have to be a little bit renegades and carve our own path.
Steve, you know, you've been doing this for 30 years or more. You know, you've been helping people. What are some of the transformations that you've seen?
Well, you know, with the juicing and the fasting, you know, like you mentioned my new book, 7-Day Just Juice Diet, you know, that which is basically where we go on juices and liquids. We go on a liquid diet for a week, and it's a clean out. It's a detox, and but we feel great. And so, you know, here's the list. Number one, people are more into this. I've never had a weight problem, but many folks do, of course. And when you go on a liquid diet, you're going to lose up to 2 pounds every single day. And, you know, it'll vary from person to person, but as much as 2 pounds, and of course, I've seen it more. And you know, there's no special formula here. You're fasting. You're not starving. There's a big difference. You're fasting. And in the fasting, the unnecessary pounds are just dropping off of you. And sure, if the following week when you're done, if you go right back to the old diet and back to the bad diet, those pounds will come back. But most people feel so good during the cleanse that they don't go straight back to the old habits. It's sort of like hitting the reset button on your computer. You refresh everything, and then it gives you a fresh start for your diet as well. And you don't, most of us, as long as we're not masochists, we're not going to go back to all of the same bad habits. Taking a week off gives you an opportunity to break bad habits, and it changes, it reinforces your discipline. And you feel so good, it reinforces your commitment to keeping with it. So, you know, going back to the bad diet and putting back on the pounds, you know, that's assuming that you haven't changed, you haven't. Most of us want to improve. And if we have an opportunity to rebuild our commitment and to and our discipline and come out of it with stronger discipline, we do a much better job of staying away from the bad stuff and keeping a more streamlined diet, which will keep the pounds off. But to answer your question, Dave, you know, taking those pounds off is just one of the things that I see, but for everybody. But the other big thing that I see is that it is anti-inflammatory. Right? So if you're juicing for a week, the body's natural inflammation, which we all suffer from to a degree, for many of us, it's very low level and not visible. But when you go anti-inflammatory, everything starts to just function more smoothly. You don't have those aches and pains, like little arthritic symptoms you have. Whether one woman, she said to me point blank, I've had pains in my fingers and in my wrist my whole adult life, and on this fast, they just went away. And, you know, that's because arthritis is an inflammatory response, and your inflammation just stops. Colitis is another one. All the irritable bowel disease, intestinal problems start to go away. On this cleanse, we work on our liver because the liver is the main organ for detoxification. So we're drinking liver cleansing juices, And so we're giving our liver a chance to, you know, do some house cleaning. A lot of the toxins are stored in the liver, and they're stored in our fatty tissues. And by shrinking these tissues and by washing these tissues with all the fluids that we're drinking, we're getting our organs and glands an opportunity to release these toxins. And then, of course, it's our job to eliminate them.
We're talking with Steve Merowitz about his book, Sproutman's 7-Day Just Juice Diet, Lose Weight, Detox, and Feel Great. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to be finding out more about how you can improve your health.